What's up, everyone? My name is Researcher Jove, and for today we're going to be looking at a unique book that turns you into the protagonist of an adventure story. I've also been thinking about ways that I can make this podcast a little bit more interactive and do more with it than just read the story. So I'm going to try to start rating them on a scale of 1 to 5 and break down why I rated it the way I did. If anyone has any other ideas of how I can improve, you can always message me on Instagram at @SCP_revealed. And without further ado, we're going to jump right in. Today we're going to be talking about item number SCP-1230, A Hero is Born. Object class, safe. Special containment procedures. SCP-1230 is to be kept in a secure storage locker at Site 12. Access requires minimum clearance 2 with an authorization and supervision by Clearance 3 research staff and security staff, respectively. Supervising personnel are not to view SCP-1230's contents, however. Personnel accessing SCP-1230 are required to submit written accounts of the dream experienced within 48 hours of having been accessed. See Addendum 1230-A. SCP-1230 has been relocated to a secure storage locker behind the desk of Site 12's main library. Access is available to Clearance 2 personnel deemed to be in satisfactory psychological condition by Site psychiatric staff. Personnel accessing SCP-1230 must submit written accounts of their dreams within 48 hours of having been accessed and submit it to the following psychological examinations. Description. SCP-1230 is an unlabeled, green, hardcover book with no apparent exceptional qualities. When SCP-1230 is opened, it displays the phrase, "A Hero is Born," on the first page, while all the other pages remain blank, and it resets once the book is closed. This has no obvious effects at first, but upon the test subject falling asleep, the reader will dream of a fantasy world where they are the protagonist of a troubled land. Dreamers are completely aware and all senses work just as well as they do when they're awake. Results vary depending on the imagination of the reader and are mostly attuned to fantasies of adventure that the reader would enjoy. In the mind of the reader, these dreams have been documented to last anywhere from 45 seconds, see Experiment 1230-3, to 200 years. See Experiment 1230-5. But in reality, the reader will usually never be asleep longer than they normally would in any other normal day. Upon waking, the reader is able to remember every aspect of their dream in detail. In SCP-1230-induced dreams, there's always a character called the Bookkeeper, known as SCP-1230-1, who appears as a bearded man in a green cloak, who claims to be the personification of SCP-1230 itself. SCP-1230-1 has been reported to be very cooperative and helpful towards dreamers. It has stated that it enjoys creating these fantasyscapes, as it calls it, and always tries to shape them in such a way that the dreamer gains as most entertainment as it can out of the experiment. It has expressed sorrow when the dream comes to an end and always asks the dreamer to please visit again. Discovery. In a small bookstore located in blank, the shopkeeper had no recollection of owning the unlabeled book, but attempted to sell a story to a local newspaper about a magical dream book. The Foundation was able to dispel the story as a hoax, and SCP-1230 was confiscated. Experiment 1230-01. Dr. F, in an attempt to test the effective range, opened SCP-1230 and then boarded a flight to his hometown, where he spent the night in a hotel. Upon his return, Dr. F reported that SCP-1230-1 appeared in his dreams and explained that once you read A Hero is Born, the dream is immediately implanted into your subconscious, after which SCP-1230-1 is able to manipulate it in remote ways. Dr. F expressed his appreciation for SCP-1230-1's cooperation. Experiment 1230-02. The camera was set up above SCP-1230, and using a mechanical arm, the book was opened. All pages revealed to be blank, as it seems that SCP-1230 is only effective when opened by beings that are able to have dreams. SCP-1230-1 explained to a subsequent dreamer that it is actually only able to affect beings with an imagination, and that most creatures, such as animals, would not be affected. Experiment 1230-03. One D-class was instructed to open the book, and after much reassurance that his experiences would only be dreams, was ordered to immediately find a way to kill himself when he dreams. The subject was asleep for a mere 45 seconds before he awoke with a start in a nervous sweat. He reported being at the summit of a volcano called the Ashen Spire, on a quest for Cadius, the Blessed Blade. When asked how the subject knew the names, he stated, "It was like I knew them all along." He apparently leaped into the volcano and felt an intense heat before waking up. The D-class requested permission to give it another go, however, this was denied. Experiment 1230-04. One D-class was instructed to open the book and attempt to non-fatally injure himself in the dream. After about 6 hours, the D-class woke up and reported that he was able to feel a numb sort of pain where it was never so intense as to be unbearable. He also reported meeting an elderly cloaked man who asked him why he was harming himself, but thanked him for not immediately killing himself like the other rude fellow. Experiment 1230-05. Professor B filed a request for access to SCP-1230 and was quickly permitted, given his level 4 clearance. Staff members recalled that Professor B was almost visibly shaking with excitement, and some reported that Professor B was an avid fan of tabletop and role-playing games. Surveillance shows that Professor B opened the book, read the phrase, sat down beside the desk, and promptly fell asleep. Staff members were alarmed when Professor B didn't wake after 15 hours and alerted security. The on-site medical staff were able to confirm that Professor B was still alive and in good health. After approximately 24 hours since falling asleep, Professor B began to move, reported to have slowly raised his head and looked around the room, appearing deeply confused. Security entered the room and assured him he was all right, to which he replied, "Where am I?" He was sent to medical, where staff explained where and who he was. After several minutes, Professor B appeared to have regained his memory and excused himself to the restroom. When 15 minutes passed and Professor B hadn't exited, a nurse entered to find that he had hung himself with his belt. A scribbled message on the wall revealed his last words, "I can't go back to this again." Dr. F went to ask SCP-1230-1 what had happened, but upon opening the book, all of its pages were soaking wet, with the same message on every page. "I'm so sorry. I never intended for this to happen. I just wanted to make people happy." This was repeated over and over again. SCP-1230 remained in this state for 3 weeks, and its desk had to be wiped dry bi-weekly. In an attempt to communicate, Dr. F placed a sticky note inside of SCP-1230 with the statement, "I'd like to talk to you, if that's alright." The next morning, Dr. F filed a report about the dream he had concerning SCP-1230-1, and this begins the report. "Upon falling asleep last night, I dreamed I was in a dark void. There was a street lamp, and underneath it was SCP-1230-1, sitting in a puddle. His cloak was visibly soaked, and he was sobbing profoundly. I remember our conversation." Dr. F. "Bookkeeper, is that you? My god, man, where are we?" Bookkeeper, between sobs, I couldn't think of another landscape." Dr. F. "Bookkeeper, what happened that day? Why did Professor B kill himself? We have to know your side of the story." Bookkeeper, wiping his tears, "He had such an active imagination. I was able to create a vast and beautiful universe for him, and it was obvious that it was the life he had wanted for so long. He conquered foul beasts and rescued princesses. He built kingdoms and even raised a family. But he never wanted to leave. He delved so far into his fantasy world that I soon realized he preferred this over the real world. I reminded him that this was all merely an illusion, but he wouldn't listen to me. He stated that if he was ever forced to leave, he would immediately end his life. I tried to keep him happy for as long as I could. Bookkeeper, how long was the dream from his point of view? It was about 200 years, Doctor. I did my best, but I could only hold on to him for so long. As sweet as dreams may be, eventually we all have to wake up. I awoke almost immediately after. Or he awoke almost immediately after. I can't believe he spent 20 years in his dreams. It's almost foolish, but it's such a shame to have lost such a brilliant mind to his own delusions. Shortly after the report was filed, surveillance showed Dr. F slipping another small paper into SCP-1230. A few days later, SCP-1230 began showing its usual, "A hero is born," greeting once again. When asked what the note said, Dr. F declined to give detailed comments, simply saying that he just gave some friendly advice. Addendum 1230-A. Initial testing of SCP-1230-1. During initial testing, SCP-1230-1 asked dreaming personnel if it could be relocated to an area with many books, preferably fiction, so that it could think of even better ways to construct its fantasy scapes. After numerous experiments were performed to ensure that SCP-1230 posed no threat, the request was accepted, and SCP-1230 has been relocated to Site-12's library. And this ends the document. The way I am going to be rating it is based on how well it was written, the ease of understanding, if it held my attention throughout, and what the object actually is, as well as how it all plays out, as in how it affects people that it comes into contact with, or what the exploration logs say. Overall, I would give this SCP a 5 out of 5. I thought it was well written and held my attention throughout, felt that it was pretty easy to understand, as it was a book that makes you a hero of a fantasy world. Though it was a bit sad that the guy passed away, and it was also sad that the book was sad about it, but at least it shows that he actually cares about the people he's making these worlds for. I would, however, definitely want to try this for myself, but let me know what you guys think on Instagram at @SCPRevealed. And if there's any other SCPs you would like to see in the future, let me know. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you next time.